Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and today I have a special episode. I will be going over the main two stories, it seems like, going on in NFL. You know, going into week four, you would think the majority of the talk online and, you know, in the news would be, you know, teams undefeated or 1-2 or 0-3. But, you know, they still talk about that stuff. But to me, it seems like every day, you know, there's a Antonio Brown or Jalen Ramsey discussion. So for today's podcast, I'm going to discuss those two things. I got my water here. You know, I'm ready to go. So first, I want to talk about Antonio Brown. I got some nice documents here printed. There's an article. It's a good read. 16 minutes, it says, on CBS Sports. So, just to help me with some, you know, factual documents on when things happened with Antonio Brown. Okay, for those that don't know, Antonio Brown is an all-time, he's an all-time great, but he was an all-pro receiver for the Steelers for a number of years. Always, you know, controversial in the news, with tweet, Instagram, random shit. He went to school at Central Michigan. He actually left after 3 years and went pro, obviously, you know, amid, you know, people thought that he was a good sleeper or whatever. No one saw him being this great so far. So anyways, he, you know, went off the rails in May. I mean, you know, right in the beginning of the season, after he signed a It was a huge contract with the Raiders, you know, because he couldn't get a guaranteed deal with the Steelers. So the Raiders said, okay, cool. And, you know, he had 3 years remaining on his contract extension with the Steelers. And then he got his way out, and Oakland signed him to, get this, $50.13 million. 30 is guaranteed. I mean, this guy had the life, you know, in Oakland, partying, I'm sure, had different women and stuff, you know. He had the life. Now, little do we know that he did some despicable acts that I'm condoning from the start here, but we will get to that later. Okay, so it all started when he started, you know, OTAs, you know, off-season activities, you know. So it all starts with those. And they had a new GM, the Raiders, Mike Mayock, former NFL Network guy, and they're 4-12. So they're hoping Antonio Brown can spark a resurgence this year. Well, helmet issues. You know, these guys at, I think it's Riddell or something like that, made policies about 10 years ago, I think, this exemption. They said, hey, listen, your helmet is against our rules, but we're going to give you a 10-year window on finding a new helmet. So, you know, life goes pretty fast and the 10 years is up. So, you know, they were like, Antonio, you can't use this helmet anymore. So he went online and blasted the NFL and said, hey, listen, I want to use my helmet. What's wrong with my old helmet? So he protested and, you know, documented reasons why he should keep his helmet and whatever, and it got rejected. So they told him he had to pick a new helmet. Well, you know, like I said, he did a broke the policy, and, well, he said he was going to, you know, not play until he got his helmet he wanted. So he ended up getting mad about that, had exchanges with the team. And hashtag Helmetgate was born. Okay, so fast forward to that. He apparently, and then he found a new helmet. So he liked the new helmet. So everyone thought that was over and that Antonio would just go to camp with no problem. So anyways, just when everyone thought that they were done with Antonio Brown this offseason, he made it public again. You know, these cryotherapy machines, when guys have foot issues, you know, they send these, they do froze, you know, they it's like a type of therapy where they, you know, use a freeze type method and stuff like that, because there were just issues, you know. They take these machines and they try to help your feet out, because they go through so much grind throughout the season. So this guy used improper footwear while he was in the machine. How can you do that? That makes zero sense. So of course he went to the doctor and they, you know, just tried to figure out the extent of the problem. And there were conflicted reports, you know, about him ghosting the Raiders. And then he went back to his old self online, of course, and made this a huge deal, of course, because it's on Hard Knocks too. That doesn't, HBO had the Raiders on Hard Knocks. So it all started with this helmet thing, and then it went downhill. And then we got, you know, Frozen Gate, and then we got the confirmation, because apparently he missed camp or something, or not missed camp, but he missed some practices, and they took action with him because he missed practice. And Mayock said, hey, listen, conduct detrimental to the team. I mean, everyone knows that your fate is in the team's hands. If they don't, obviously, these guaranteed contracts now are ridiculous. Half of them are guaranteed. You know, most of these guys sign these contracts and think that they're ironclad. They're not. A few people in NFL history have gotten ironclad contracts, guaranteed fully. I think Kirk Cousins over there in Minnesota and stuff like that. So, anyways, I'll cut to the chase here. There was a confrontation on the field with Antonio and his GM, Mike Mayock, how he said it was bullshit, him getting fined and that, blah, 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 blah. So things got really heated really quick. And, you know, the media is loving this shit. They absolutely love it. They get off on this sort of shit, you know. So, excuse the language, but it's true. So now we're talking about $30 million guaranteed money that I told you about earlier. Well, there's that word, conduct detrimental. And if you have conduct detrimental, it gives the team you're with right to take away the guaranteed money. So they said, hey, listen, we'll keep you, but there goes your guaranteed money. We're just going to take that away. You're on a week-to-week basis with the team. Okay, so we do that, and then he goes on Instagram and fights with the coach on Instagram, says, not fights with him, but, you know, says stuff on Instagram, how he's mad and how can they take money away from him. And then the Raiders, trying to do damage control, said that they wouldn't fine him or suspend him or anything for his spat with Mayock. So, you know, it was just a combo of things. The Raiders were trying to preserve an all-purpose team. Listen, the normal person would have been gone, but this guy Brown has all-time skill set at receiver. I'm talking about all-time. So he went on a two-minute video on YouTube explaining how it's bullshit, and he said he was playing no more game, ain't playing no more games. That's how he said, ain't no more games. Went on a two-minute video on YouTube. Get this, with this coach, there was audio footage of, or audio, yeah, well, no, audio recording of John Gruden asking him, you know, what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And of course, because it'd be illegal if it wasn't, I'm guessing he had permission of Gruden. So anyways, we get this, and then he goes on Instagram and like really wanting them, it's like he wants them to release him. So he goes on Instagram and posts like a video, him celebrating him getting released. So he was excited about that, talking about how he's not in the dreams, but he's in the nightmares. He said that, Gruden said that previously. So it just got out of hand, you know. And then there was a confrontation once again, and it's over. So he goes and get this, signs a deal with You know who? The Patriots. Because the Raiders cut him, finally, like he wanted. They finally cut him. He didn't earn any paycheck or bonus with the Raiders. His signing bonus was tied to his attendance. And since he didn't attend, he was fined. So, $29 million gone. So, like I said, after they released him, the Patriots said hi at 5 p.m. that following Saturday and signed him to a contract. People didn't know, you know, how much were the Patriots actually going to pay this guy. So Antonio goes on Instagram and, you know, puts LFG. I'll let you decide or decipher what that means. But, and then hashtag God's playing with him, photoshopped in a Patriots uniform. And then, subsequently, you know, before I continue, I condemn any sort of physical, you know, aggression against people's will. I condone, you know, these allegations of sexual misconduct. But they come out conveniently right when he signs. I guess there was two now. I guess there's two accusers. A former gymnast who attended Central Michigan with him and was his trainer. And then another girl, I forgot who it was, but there's another girl involved just recently. So, but he actually got to play because there was no, because the NFL deemed it just hearsay, basically, and that there was no court issued, I guess court issued mandates or whatever, official investigation yet. It was just hearsay, and they're corroborating with other officials on what exactly the fuck's going on. So he got to play. He made his debut because, you know, week one, he couldn't play right away with the Patriots. So he made his debut in week two against the Dolphins and had a touchdown. He had four receptions for 56 yards, made some good, you know, made some good reads as far as scouting defensive backs and knowing their tendencies, and had a good connection with Tom Brady. So these text messages come out now post week two. These text messages came out with this other girl, and apparently Bill Belichick got tired of the media asking him questions and walked out. So these are the, and then the Patriots, of course, released him this past few days, I guess last week or something like that. And then the Patriots released him. So, and that's where we're at now. Apparently today or yesterday, as of this recording, I guess yesterday, it came out that the 23rd that he re-enrolled at Central Michigan. So let me analyze this before I go on to Jalen Ramsey. This guy, like I said, this guy's an all-pro, but I think he needs help. And I'm not being critical. I'm not being, you know, judgmental. But, and you know, everyone has their issues, so who am I to judge this guy? But from outside looking in, it just seems like he's up and down on his takes. One day, one minute he does this, next minute he does that. He says this, he says that. Social media doesn't help. There wasn't social media back in the day. Otherwise, you know, people like Rodman and, you know, other guys would probably have similar tirades on here. But anyways, social media hasn't helped, and I think it just spiraled out of control. The media didn't help this, and it's like a snowball, you know. But anyways, it's out of control. Do I think that he'll get another chance? Probably. But like they said online, I think on Twitter, someone came out and said that their team's still interested, but they're going to wait till this all plays out with the courts, because I'm sure he's going to go to court, obviously, and there could be jail time involved with this, depending on the validity of these reports. So I hope things go well for him, and, you know, the media loves this stuff. It's been all over the news. So I thought I'd just come on here and give my take on it. I think that he's absolutely in the wrong. Do I think that there was fuel added to the fire by the NFL and the team? Sure. Do I think he's a bad guy? No. But I think he's made some suspect decisions, and hopefully he can turn his life around and play football again. Okay, before I get to Jalen Ramsey, I am going to play our ad from our friends at A Teaspoon of Healing. Stay tuned for my take on Ramsey.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.
Okay, now it's time for me to talk about my favorite team in sports overall, not just NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars are my favorite team ever. I've been a fan of theirs since, I think, 1996. You know, I remember watching them when they were good and, you know, late 90s. And I've been a fan ever since. I'm loyal. They've been some up downs. We've been through David Garrard, Brunell, Bortles, etc. So anyways, I'm here to talk about Jalen Ramsey. He was our draft pick in the 2016 draft, I would like to say. Yeah, 2016 draft. We actually picked him one spot ahead of Ezekiel Elliott, who the running back who went to the Cowboys. So there's a lot of expectations on this guy. And he was well thought of, too, when it came to pundits and people analyzing who would be eligible for the Jaguars to draft at that spot. Okay, so this is also an interesting storyline. Hence why I'm talking about it in the same episode as Antonio Brown. It's not to his level. There's no accusations, you know, like there is with Brown. But I think it's an interesting combo, you know, to talk about. Okay, so Jalen Ramsey, you know, he's up and down. Had some injuries to start camp his rookie year. And he's always showboating. Even his rookie year, he was talking about how great he was, and, you know, he shuts down people, and he plays with his, you know, swagger open to the public. He doesn't keep anything to himself. He has his mouth guard, you know, open. He doesn't even wear it. It just dangles, you know, from his helmet. He doesn't even wear a mouth guard, so he just talks shit. Like the entire game, or so it seems like the entire game. Okay, so Jalen Ramsey is from Tennessee, and I don't think he even had Jacksonville on his radar as a destination he'd like to go to when he said, hey, listen, I'm going to leave Florida State, and I'm going to go to the NFL, but I hope the Jaguars pick me. No, I'm sure that was one of the least destinations, so in his mind. So from the start, Jacksonville's been, you know, just a place by mandatory. Didn't even get the number he wanted, so he had to make up some 2.0 bullshit to justify why he liked the number 20. So anyways, back to Jalen Ramsey and what's going on here. His personality is so brash, though. Going back to his rookie year, he got into it with future Hall of Famer, in my opinion, Steve Smith, called him an old man. You know, he hasn't been all good. He's had some bad games. He's cried on TV. He wanted an extension going back as far as last year. He had a surgery in 2017. Him and AJ Green got into it at halftime that year. So he seems like every year he gets into it with the receiver. 2017. Let's talk about that, though. That's the year that Jacksonville finally put it all together. They put it all together. They finally made the playoffs, so his swagger was warranted. And they came within one half of going to the Super Bowl. So everything was good, right? He was with his buddies, hanging out. I'm sure going to clubs, partying or whatever. Even though he's got a family, and you know, he's got a wife and kids. I'm sure he'd still party, you know, probably, most likely. So he had a good game, wild card year against the Bills, had a pick. But like I said, it all turns for the worse once we miss the play, once we miss the Super Bowl. There were some bad calls, I think, that he, you know, cryptically brought up in the media postseason, and then violated team rules in August of 2018. GQ, he basically bashed the team in GQ and bashed a bunch of people, called other QBs trash, but at the same time, his quarterback was Blake fucking Bortles. You know, it's not like he had the greatest quarterback to warrant him talking shit. But it wasn't all bad. He was complimentary to his buddy Deshaun Watson. He was complimentary to future Hall of Famer Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, and Dak Prescott. You know, the guys that are obviously stars. There's no question those guys are stars. This guy's interesting. He's loyal, too. It's not all negative with him. He plays with a big heart. He just wants to fucking win. There's no two ways about it. This guy wants to win. He came from a huge program, athletically in Florida State, won a lot of games over there, you know, and he wants to win. So that 2017 season was huge for his morality, and that he was liking it for a little bit. But so in 2018, despite some issues with the media, he says he wants to play his entire career in Jacksonville because that's all he knows. You know, he's from old school. He says he's from old school mentality where he's always wanted to be with one team, like a legend with one team. So, you know, like you said, Michael's with one team, Kobe. I'm not translating or, you know, saying that NFL is basketball, but at the same time, he thinks that stars, legends, can go with one team the whole time. And that does happen in football, too. So that's what he wanted to do. And then he has a good game against Ben Roethlisberger. Even though we had a bad season last year, he had a good game. It's back and forth with the Jags. They say Jags going to trade him, not trade him. And then, of course, the Jags come down and shut that down right away. And then he has a good game against Antonio Brown. Coincidentally, the guy I just talked about earlier in the podcast. Okay, so long story short, last couple weeks ago, let's fast forward to 2019. This is late September, so the season started, right? Week one. Rough loss to the Chiefs. They manhandled us from the start. So that was a rough go of it. Okay, this is where it gets interesting. Week two against Houston. There was an argument on the sidelines with Jalen Ramsey and Doug Marrone. Apparent, because there was a catch. It was ruled a catch by the officials. But Jalen Ramsey, covering, of course, Hopkins, was adamant that it hit the ground. Was adamant that it was an incomplete pass. That the refs messed it up. That it was an incomplete pass. And that Doug Marrone, who, by the way, is a big-time challenger. He challenges a lot. Should challenge this. And I agree. I think he should have challenged it. But there's a process, like he says, they go through. He goes through, I'm sure, his assistant coaches, position coaches, and he didn't challenge it. So him and Jalen went off on the sidelines, and of course they dismiss it. But it was plain as day. So apparently rumors swirled that the front office of the Jaguars brought Jalen Ramsey in after the game. And since Tom Coughlin's the president, I'm sure he sat down with Jalen and condemned his actions on the sideline and probably told him to don't fucking do it again. And that pissed Jalen off. And then subsequently, Not too long ago, Jalen Ramsey says Jalen Ramsey's agent says that Jalen has requested a trade. Magic. Wow. What a shocker. It's been up and down his entire career in Jacksonville. He doesn't like the front office. He says he likes the city and his buddies because they are tight because they're Saxonville, so they're all tight. But now I'll get to my analysis of do I think he'll be traded, etc. Do I think he'll be traded? Yes. I think it'll be in the offseason. I think that the Jags aren't going to trade him now because they want to win. And Tom Coughlin, Cha Khan, Doug Caldwell, the GM, are under the gun. They need to win this season. That's why they won't trade him. It's because they can't afford to trade him. They know that he's a central part of the defense and that they're in a win-now mentality. They're loaded on defense. And without Ramsey, I don't think they can make the playoffs, let alone win the Super Bowl without a shutdown corner over there. Boye's having an up-and-down season, and I just don't think they'll trade Ramsey. So I think all this shit, and of course the Jags won last week in week 3 against the who'd they play? Oh yeah, against the Titans. And of course the media was all talking about Jalen Ramsey. They were like showing him on the sidelines after the game or on the field after the game, basically saying his goodbyes because he wants to get traded now. So speaking of trade offers, it came out that the Ravens offered a first round pick, a second round pick, and a tight end for Ramsey, and the Jags said no, partially probably because we drafted a tight end in this second or third round and he hasn't played yet because of injury, so we probably want to see how he is first before we accept a trade like that. And they were saying, oh well, we want at least our first rounder. No, you don't. You want at least a second rounder and a player, and I'm sure the Jags would highly consider that Ravens deal in the offseason once we get a full season with Oliver. So, anyways, it's a game of chicken, standoff. Who will buckle first? The Jags are going to play Ramsey this week when they go up to Denver. And Jalen's camp has been repeatedly saying through the media that he still wants to be traded. So I guess we'll see what happens. My final thoughts are, you know what? I'm going to go cynical. I'm cynical towards the fact that the media bashes these guys so much. I think that they deserve to be held accountable for their actions. And with social media and the fans and everything having so much access, that a guy can pick up the phone and act like he plays the game when he's just a keyboard warrior from the couch. So, of course, there's going to be cynicism. And that's on the players because they know the era they're in. They know that they're in the social media era. So they should be even more cognizant of their actions. And I think I'm cynical toward the people that bash the media. It's like, of course the media are going to report on it. They want a story too. So, in the end, do I think Antonio Brown plays again? Yes. Like I said, I think it'll be after everything clears up. And if he gets acquitted, then yeah, he'll play again. If he gets suspended, which I probably think will end up happening, I heard that you can play out your suspension without actually being signed. So, I think Antonio Brown plays next season, and I think Jalen Ramsey gets traded in the offseason. Unless the Jags make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. Then that should be interesting. But until then, we'll see what happens. Quick note on the podcast. Yes, it's been just me recently, and I think that'll be the case moving forward. I'm having a blast doing these by myself. As well, you know, with Frank, but unfortunately that's not happening anytime soon, but you never know when he will show up. He could still show up in the near future. So we have a lot of things planned with guests and such. So please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Thank you.